UN shocked, dismayed as it finds own reports not widely read. By Simon Kent on August 3, 2025. A United Nations report commissioned to discover ways to improve efficiency and cut costs at the globalist institution has revealed one insight: UN reports are not widely read. If at all. Reuters reports UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres briefed countries on Friday on the report. Produced by his UN 80 reform that focused on how UN staff implement thousands of mandates given to them by bodies like the General Assembly or Security Council. The former socialist Prime Minister of Portugal said last year that the UN system supported 27,000 meetings involving 240 bodies, and the UN Secretariat produced 1,100 reports, a 20% increase since 1990. Overall, the United Nations, with offices in 193 countries and 37,000 employees, is the world's largest universal multilateral international organization and a well-paid haven for career bureaucrats. Despite all the meetings, briefings, committees, and subcommittees churning out millions of words, one thing stood out for a despairing Guterres. Many of these reports are not widely read. The top 5% of reports are downloaded over 5,500 times, while one in five reports receives fewer than 1,000 downloads. And downloading doesn't necessarily mean reading. Reuters goes on to detail, Guterres launched the UN 80 Task Force in March as the UN, which turns 80 this year, faces a liquidity crisis for at least the seventh year in a row because all 193 UN member states pay their mandatory regular dues in full or on time. As Breitbart News reported, the organization cried poor and said it wants $47 billion in donor aid for 2025 as officials fear cuts from Western states in general in the U.S. after noted critic President Donald Trump's was returned to the White House. Flashback: Donald Trump warns UN the future does not belong to globalists, it belongs to patriots. The world is on fire, the U.S.'s new humanitarian chief Tom Fletcher told reporters in Geneva, acknowledging he was looking ahead to 2025 with dread. His warning was an echo of the apocalyptic warnings to the world continually issued by Guterres. The latest report issued by the task force late on Thursday covers just one of several reform angles being pursued. Among the suggestions Guterres put forward, fewer meetings. Fewer reports, but ones that are able to fully meet the requirements of all mandates. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.